debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way, which apparently is all guns all the time. We have this picture of the shooter in Florida wearing a Make America Great hat again, or Make America Great Again hat. One wonders if he was wearing an Obama hat, what the coverage on Fox News would be like. Of course, no such coverage like that in the corporate media. Sarah, one of the children who was at the school yesterday, tweets to Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweets out, "My prayers and condolences to the families of the victims of the terrible Florida shooting. No child, teacher, or anyone should ever feel unsafe in America's school." And she retweets his tweet and adds, "I don't want your condolences, you effing piece of S. My friends and teachers were shot. Multiple of my fellow classmates are dead. Do something instead of sending prayers. Prayers won't fix this, but gun control will prevent it from happening again. Amen." We are looking at our shootings. I mean, this is just a tiny list, right? The Texas First Baptist Church massacre, the Florida Awning Massacre manufacturer shooting, the Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting, the Boca Raton police shooting, the Dallas police shooting, the Umpqua Community College shooting, Trestle Bridge, Trail Bridge shooting, Fort Hood shooting 2, Washington Navy Yard shooting, Sikh Temple shooting, Seal Beach shooting, Fort Hood massacre, Carthage Nursing Home shooting, Northern Illinois University shooting, Dharmapalage Show shooting, Wakefield massacre, Caltrain's Maintenance Yard shooting, Fort Lauderdale Revenge shooting, Air Force Base shooting, Luigi's shooting, Watkins Glen's killings, Royal Oak Postal shootings, Luby's massacre, ESL shooting, USPS shooting, San Ysidro McDonald's massacre, welding shop shooting, Xerox killing, Seattle Cafe shootings, Walmart shooting in suburban Denver, Edgewood Business Park shooting, San Francisco UPS shooting, Pennsylvania Market supermarket shooting, rural Ohio nursing home shooting, Fresno downtown shooting, Excel Industries mass shooting, Kalamazoo shooting spree, Planned Parenthood clinic shooting, Colorado Springs shooting rampage, Charleston Church shooting, Isla Vista mass murder, Hialeah apartment shooting, Santa Monica rampage, Pinewood Village apartment shooting, Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, Accent Signage System shooting, Aurora Theater shooting, Oikos University killing, Suhung Jung health sauna shooting, IHOP shooting, Hartford beer distributor shooting, coffee shop police killings, Atlantis police plastics shooting, Kirkwood City Council shooting, Crandon shooting, Virginia Tech massacre, Amish school shooting, Capitol Hill massacre, Living Church of God shooting, Lockheed Martin shooting, hotel shooting, Wedgwood Baptist Church shooting, Atlanta day trader spree killings, Connecticut lottery shooting, R.E. Phelan Company shooting, Walter Rosser Company massacre, Chuck E. Cheese's killings, Long Island Railroad Massacre, 101 California Street shootings, Lyndhurst High School shooting, University of Iowa shooting, GMAC mass. You know, it goes on and on and on. This is a partial list compiled by David Swanson. Tip of the hat to David for that. Meanwhile, Robert McGuire writing over at OpenSecrets.org, the headline kind of says it all. This is from last November. Audit shows NRA spending surged by $100 million. Now, that's not to $100 million. That's an additional $100 million. In 2015, they spent $312 million, getting mostly Republicans elected to office. Total expenditures for 2016, more than $419 million. The main recipients, $30 million of NRA support to Donald Trump, $6.3 million of support to Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, $3.2 million of support to Marco Rubio, the Republican from Florida from the NRA, $3 million to Roy Blunt, the Republican from Missouri from the NRA, Todd Young in Indiana, the Republican got $2.8 million from the NRA, John Heck in Nevada got $2.5 million. Rob Portman of Ohio got $2.2 million from the NRA, and it continues. We have, you know, ever since the Supreme Court in 1976 said that if companies or billionaires want to own politicians, that's their right under the First Amendment's free speech provision. Ever since that happened, this country, and Reagan put it on steroids, this country has been sliding into what you could call fascism. That is the corporate control, the billionaire control of government. And that's why nothing is happening. This is the 18th school shooting in 45 days, in the first year of America, 18% of them. And what did Donald Trump do? Well, today he came out and says, oh, our thoughts and prayers are with you. That's total BS. Here's a thought or prayer for Republicans who take money from the NRA. May you burn in hell. Donald Trump, roughly 90% of Americans support universal background checks, but Trump's budget would slash funding that improves background checks by 16%. They want to cut millions of dollars out of the program that cuts that funds background, that does background checks. Todd Young, Republican, took $2.8 million from the NRA. Bill Cassidy took $2.8 million from the NRA. This is God bless Bess Kalb, a writer for Jimmy Kimmel Live. As Marco Rubio tweets, just spoke to Broward School Superintendent. Today is that terrible day you pray never comes. She tweets at him, $3,305,355. That's how much he took from the NRA. Cory Gardner, Republican from Colorado, he tweets, I am heartbroken for the students and families of those involved in this horrible tragedy, and I am praying for our first responders as they act swiftly to contain the situation. She responds to him, $3,879,064 that you took from the NRA. Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, tweets out, heartbreaking news out of Florida. Jane and I send our prayers to the school, the community, and the victims of this tragedy. You know, Rob Portman, you make me want to puke. She tweets out $3,061,941 from the NRA to make sure Americans buy guns. Bill Cassidy, a Republican, I forget what state Bill Cassidy's from. Anyhow, praying for the students, teachers, and first responders affected by the tragic shooting in Florida. Our hearts go out to the victims and their families. Another puke-worthy member of the Senate, Bess Kalb, tweets $2,861,047 from the NRA to make sure Americans keep buying guns. Senator Tom Tillis, he's what, South Carolina, North Carolina? One of the Carolinas. Anyhow, he tweets out, tragic news out of Florida. Please keep the victims, their families, first responders, and the community in thoughts and prayers. And she tweets out $4,418,012 from the NRA to Tom Tillis. Congressman Ken Buck, I'm devastated, he tweets. I'm devastated to hear about the tragedy in Florida. Praying today for the students and all those impacted. You idiot, why don't you do something? Anyhow, she tweets out $800,544 from the NRA. Joni Ernst, a senator from Utah, please join me in praying for the students, faculty, and staff at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, as well as their loved ones. Let us also show our gratitude to the courageous first responders. Bess Kalb tweets $3,124,273 from the NRA for Joni Ernst. Romney McDaniel, Mitt Romney's what, sister, cousin, whatever. She runs the NRA, or she runs the RNC. She tweets, my heart breaks for all the families, teachers, and students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, praying for all affected by the tragic shooting. Bess Kalb tweets, in the 2015-2016 election cycle, GOP candidates took $17,385,437 from the NRA, not counting the $21 million given to Donald Trump. It's amazing. And then meanwhile, Trump, one of the first pieces of legislation Republicans passed this year was called House Joint Resolution 40. And what it did was it eliminated a rule that had been put in place during the Obama administration that said that if you are so severely mentally ill that you qualify for Social Security disability insurance, you can no longer buy a gun. So which takes us to the new meme of the day, the new meme that was being promoted by shills for the gun industry all over. I watched several hours of CNN and MSNBC yesterday. I was horrified. The new meme, instead of thoughts and prayers, it's now see something, say something. I want to tell you about see something, say something, and this new BS piece of crap coming out of the right wingers and the NRA. Stick around. Our thought and prayer for the day for politicians who take money from the NRA, may they burn in hell. Richard Burr, who took almost $7 million from the NRA. Roy Blunt, who took over $4 million. Tom Tillis, who took over $4 million. Cory Gardner, who took nearly $4 million. Marco Rubio, who took over $3 million. And it goes on, Joni Ernst, Portman, Young, Cassidy, etc. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our clips of the show and the commercial-free podcast at TomHartmann.com.